Hello, and welcome back to the Smelting Pot Podcast. I'm your host, Brent, and welcome back to episode 3, Why Metal? I think with this episode, I'm going to explore themes of why people often paint metal as something very one-dimensional, why I personally enjoyed the genre, and why I believe other people should at least give it a chance. And this is all opinion-based, but I think there's a lot of great evidence to support some of the points I make. Therefore, I want to kind of give people who may not understand the genre or its many subgenres a base of understanding that might help them get into the music. Because I think even I, as a person that listens to majority metal, I do dabble in some other genres, just not as frequently, and I'll get into why later. I think it's important to kind of have a good scope on things, enhancing your perspective and opening yourself to new experiences that you may not have thought. You wouldn't like beforehand. And I think it's important not to paint something one way when it can be enjoyed in multiple ways. That's kind of my goal with this episode. I think while we start jumping into this topic today, it's important to recognize that everyone has different experiences with music, and oftentimes what your parents or peers are listening to has a great influence on what you listen to. I know that my experiences were kind of distinct with this stuff because essentially I started off at a young age listening to heavy music. Not necessarily metal, but hard rock, stuff like that, because that's the type of music my dad liked. He would often play Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that in the car. And when I was young, obviously that left an impression there. Because when you grow up with something that becomes familiar, that there's nostalgia there, and I still kind of feel that nostalgia when I turn on an AC/DC record or something like that, which I don't listen to as often, but it's still there, it still has that vibe to it, and I'm still a huge fan of a lot of what Black Sabbath did, and I have a lot of favorite songs, specifically War Pigs, which was always a song my dad would turn on very loud and sing along with, and as a result has become a song that is very... it holds very vivid memories for me. My mom was on the other side of the musical spectrum. She liked country music, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's just personally a genre I got into, and that might have been because while I often went places with my mom, there was more memory and there was more staying power for that stuff because I already enjoyed the harder stuff. I enjoyed the grooves and the riffs and all that stuff, and that kind of pulls you in. So obviously I had a base in heavy music, and with that base, it's very easy to see how my taste developed, and it's also been aided along the way by a variety of different things. I think in a modern age now, when we're looking at music, there's so many new sources of music you can get, especially when you're living in such a digital age. Before, you know, you had to have a friend who was listening to a specific type of music, and he would recommend it to you, and then you'd have to pick it up and blah blah. Now we're in the age where we have YouTube, Spotify, all these streaming services, so when someone says, hey, this is something you might like, you're more likely to check it out. Or even then, on Spotify, you get regular suggestions based on your listening activity. I know I found a lot of bands through Spotify suggesting me things. And on top of that, you have media outlets like YouTube or online news sources. For example, in the metal universe, that would be Loudwire, Metal Injection, Metal Sucks. All those are specifically report on metal, and those can be a gateway into other artists in the genre that you may not have known before, and that allows you to grow your taste out so much easier than you used to be able to. And that's also kind of how you grow and you experience new things. I know I probably would have never gotten into death metal had I never gotten Spotify, because that Spotify introduced me to the band Death. And if I would have never listened to them, I highly doubt I would have ever gotten the genre. And I'm still discovering new artists through Spotify. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because there's artists that are insanely small that I have found through Spotify that I now presently enjoy listening to. The other day I found a band called The Human Agony that has about 200 listeners on it, on their one sole album, which came out last year, And I really enjoyed it. It's very raw, it's very dark, but it's something I enjoyed. And without Spotify, I would have never found this artist. And that's why I think music tastes are more complex than ever. And you see it a lot too when people listen to. You often don't see people listening to one genre anymore, where they listen to artists that meld genres, because that's becoming more and more popular. So it's important to acknowledge all these factors and how they play a role in building someone's music taste. But I kind of want to get and segue from that to kind of the perception, because you still, in a way, despite having a more inclusive and more open musical landscape now, there's still a lot of stereotypes that come with certain genres. And metal specifically, I hear a lot of stereotypes when I tell someone, hey, I listen to metal. I think people's first perception, especially outsiders to the genre, because metal has always been a genre that's very outside of the mainstream. Even the most popular acts that most people know, they don't have near as many listeners compared to popular pop acts or even popular hip-hop acts now, which is kind of that disconnect. And that's why the metal community, which I'll get into later, is a very unique community in itself, where you have a very, it's diverse in many different ways, but it's also very inclusive, and people can often become hostile because it's a very secular and inclusive community. But we'll get into that in a bit later. Firstly, I want to talk about kind of the perceptions of metal from outsiders, at least from what I've heard, my personal experience. When you tell someone you listen to metal, I think the first thing that kind of pops into their head is the closet early 2000s emo kid with their weird long kind of bowl cut haircuts and the mouth piercings and the like black, very neon colored, you know, whatever, Bring Me the Horizon or Attack shirt. And that's kind of the first image that comes to mind. And then when you talk about sound, you hear kind of screamo being thrown around, as when people don't understand genre, they think, oh, screamo, you know. And that's kind of that perception of like the early deathcore, metalcore days, where you have a lot of, you know, riffing, a lot of screaming and stuff like that, and people, that's how people paint most of metal. But when you're an outsider, you don't understand the whole complexity of genres, and out of musical genres, at least present day, I think metal is probably the most complex. It has the most layers, there's so many different types of it, and obviously you don't understand that. You just hear the sounds, and it sounds different, sounds odd, and it sounds like screaming, and it does sound that way. And a lot of genres embrace that, but there's so much to metal that it's hard to gain that fun surface level impression. It's hard to understand the whole scope of everything. So when you get past perceptions and whatnot, and I've heard it from friends and people when I tell them, I listen to metal, they often say, why do you want to listen to that? It's just screaming, blah, blah, blah. There's no artistic value in it. It doesn't sound nice. It's not relaxing. Well, that's when you get to the disconnect of understanding that metal can be relaxing, that it can be layered, that it can have meaning. And I talk to my friends about certain things like that. They often understand better that, oh, this had emotional depth, and there's a reason a person wrote this song, or there's something in their life that happened that they're embodying in this track. And that's something that is harder to gain when you have a surface level impression of it. Especially since metal sounds is very secluded in sound already from almost anything else that's out there in music besides, you know, basic rock music, which has changed its definition so vastly in the last couple of years that even what's considered rock music nowadays is no longer really a gateway into what metal has become. But then we get from that surface level and we dive a bit deeper, and when after, you know, you explain, oh, for example, again, going back to my friend TK, who, granted, again, he's a big rap guy, and he didn't really understand, well, why are you into a band like Slipknot? Because it's a lot of screaming, it's a lot of anger, it's a lot of heavy, distorted music that doesn't sound necessarily appealing from a stylistic standpoint, unless that's the specific style you enjoy. Well, and I explained to him some of the things that happened in the artist's life, why he wrote music like this, and kind of the state of mind a lot of the people were in. He understood better, and he began to respect the music, instead of counting it off as something that's not valuable in any sense of the way. So when you get down, you explain it, I think you often have that acceptance, because people see it's more than just some angry emo kid in his basement screaming for no reason. because there's depth to a lot of the music. And that's when we kind of segue into metal as a genre and discussing why you should look into it. I think, again, when you get from the first surface level, the stereotype is, oh, it's just screaming, and there's only really one type of it. And that's not at all true. Metal is insanely diverse. It's probably the most diverse genre in existence because there's so many different styles to it. There's so many different flavors, in a way. Now, you have your traditional metal bands, your early 80 bands, you have your thrash metal bands, you have your death metal bands, you have your grindcore bands, you have your black metal bands, you have your sludge bands, you have your doom bands, you have your drone bands, you have your stoner bands. There's so many different types of bands. And that's not even scratching the surface. I could go on and on and on about specific subgenres, and metal is notorious for this, for subgenres and microgenres and so many different branches of things. So when you look at a metal band, it can be something as raw and primal as a Mayhem, or it can be something as beautiful, intricate, and progressive as a Tool. So there's that disconnect at the beginning when you first get into it, and you don't realize that this can be something very beautiful, complex, or be something very raw and angry. And each genre has its own feeling to it. And granted, most metalheads kind of gravitate to certain genres. Not every metalhead is going to like drone metal. Personally, I never really got into drone metal. There might be one or two songs that I like, but for me it's kind of long-winded, there's not enough going on, and that just never drew me in. But some people love drone metal. It's almost like ASMR to them or something like that, where it's very relaxing. It puts you in a state of calmness because it's just really deep vibrations and you feel something. And that's one thing that metal's really great at that people often overlook at the beginning. It's very great at eliciting emotion. Of course, mostly it's negative emotion, whether that's sadness or anger, but it can also be elation and empowerment in metal. Take in account a genre like power metal, which is a subgenre of metal, of course, which focuses on these anthemic choruses and these epic-sounding songs that often involve very fast guitar playing. Sometimes they involve synth and stuff like that. The lyrics are often about going off to fight a war or going to slay a beast or something like that, something very simplistic. They're often sung in a higher pitch, very epic, they're clean, you can understand what they're saying, they're not distorted. And that type of genre can lend itself very well to feeling empowered, feeling positive, feeling like you can do anything. But then you also have something on the complete other side of the spectrum in metal, like black metal, which is very raw and very poorly produced, and it's focused on messy guitar playing where it sounds distorted, and it's focused on negative emotions like isolation and sadness and specifically anger, just based on where the genre came from and the way it sounds. So you have these two very opposite spectrums, but you still have, you can listen to both of them and consider it a metalhead. That's kind of the great thing about metal. It's so varied. There's bands in metal that use instruments not typically you would associate with metal. Take a band like Flesh God Apocalypse or Rivers of Nile. Rivers of Nile utilize saxophone on their latest album, and I mean, you wouldn't expect that to work, but it does. Flesh God Apocalypse, an Italian death metal band that utilizes symphony, so orchestra, in their music, especially even opera like vocals at certain points in their songs. It's very diverse, it's very varied, and I think that's something that you don't see at the surface level. You have all these bands that have their distinct styles. And you kind of get into the two sides of metal, where you have distorted, clean, and a mix of the two, and some bands walk a very fine line with that. You know, you have some bands that focus primarily on clean vocals, they don't use gutturals, and that kind of destroys the whole stereotype of saying, hey, it's only just screaming, and that's the only thing that it's ever going to be, it's going to be screaming, heavy riffing, they're all very angry. No, you have a band like Tool or something like that, or even certain songs by like more mainstream acts like Slipknot. Or you can utilize clean singing on even a black metal album. I've heard it before. So it's all very varied, and that's kind of the great thing about metal, and that's one thing I think people discount from an outside perspective, is it's a very diverse and varied genre. Playing off what I have been saying, I don't want to go on too long about genres and whatnot, because that's a rabbit hole that will take forever to get out of. I think there's also perception out there that metal is often very violent and very serious, and that's not always the case. And I think it's an important divide to acknowledge that there's metal out there that can make you feel happy or make you feel joy, while metal is generally a very negatively based genre, and we'll go more into that later. There is also metal out there that's very positive, carries a good message, or is just out there to have fun. I think the best example of just having fun with metal is Ailstorm, which would be considered a pirate metal band, and I think that's kind of interesting. Metal is the only type of genre where you'd ever get a pirate metal band, but pirate metal is essentially music that utilizes kind of, it's metal music that utilizes like pirate tropes, like they kind of use that yo-ho sea shanty kind of mood with like the kind of same instrumentation that you might expect, you know, for like the accordion and whatnot. And I think Ailstorm is a great example because I recently watched an interview on Banger TV with their lead singer Christopher Bowes, and you know, he talks about how he realized really fast that when he made his band, he originally wanted to be a power metal band. And power metal bands are known for their fast playing, their high technical ability, again, like we said, the anthemic qualities of the music that make you just feel, want to go ride off and like fight a dragon or something like that. And he kind of said they wanted to do that initially, but they realized they weren't talented enough for that, so they transitioned to making like pirate music. And he said he never really knew how to write a serious song, so all his songs just kind of turned out being like, oh yeah, we're pirates, we're gonna go plunder the high sea, and they're just about having a good time. They talk about their music isn't serious at all, they're just kind of there, they're having a good time, they're joking around. He freaking plays the keytar, like it's a good time. And I think that's kind of another divide people struggle to get over, is that metal is this very closed off, serious, angry, screaming all the time genre, when it's really not. It's a genre that has a lot of fans that are out there just to have fun. Take an Ailstorm, take a Necrogoblin, all these bands that just want to have a good time, or they're parodying something, or they're just, you know, out there to have a good time. Or Oakley Doakley, for example, an Arizona-based band that dresses up like Ned Flanders and makes songs from Ned Flanders quotes. Metal isn't always a serious thing, and I think that's something that people struggle to get over. And then building off the variation I saw, talked about earlier, is there's a lot of elements that you can bring into metal. Metal is a genre that lends itself well to other elements. That's why you get genres like folk metal, where you take folk music and you stick it with metal. Heck, there's even folk black metal and stuff like that. Because metal lends itself very well to introducing other elements, especially more melodic elements. Not all metal is not melodic. Metal can be extremely melodic, or can be extremely disorganized. There's a lot of wiggle room there, and you can get bands that kind of, you know, play with a lot of different elements, or don't really have a defined genre because they change genre from album to album. And that's kind of the great thing about metal, is that a huge variation between artists and other artists that you don't normally see maybe with other genres. You kind of get a chance to explore more and add elements into a genre that kind of has its own sound already. And that kind of makes metal extremely diverse. You get bands that are just in it to have a good time. They want to sing about pirates, about drinking, about the high seas. You have bands that delve into more profound topics, you know, self-realization, self-hatred, you know, depression, stuff like that. You have bands that just want to sing about being evil and hating everything, you know, and there's a lot of room in that to experiment with different genres. You get folk metal, you get black metal, you get sludge metal, you get doom metal, for example, and then you get a variation of different songs. You know, you get albums that are grindcore albums where the songs might be 1-2 minutes long on average, and the album itself is like 10 minutes. Or you get something like a funeral doom album, like Bellwitch's Mirror Reaper, which is one song, and it's 1.5 hours long. So there's so much variation in the genre that it's really something for everyone. If you want to really look into it, there's probably a band for you. You just have to find out kind of what you like, what elements you want added into your music, and how you want to feel out of it, and you can find something in metal. And that's the one thing I talk about, variation. It's bountiful in metal. You have so much variation that there's definitely something for you somewhere. You just gotta find it. And yeah, that's kind of the point with variation. That lends itself very well as we move into our next topic, which is kind of the emotional effects of listening to metal. Because, you know, music, in a way, like all art, tries to elicit an emotional response of some sort. You're supposed to connect to it, you're supposed to feel something from it. And that's why music's really good at this, because it can display emotions. Think about all the sad songs you've ever listened to, and maybe you have a specific sad song that you go to when you're feeling down. That connects with you on an emotional level when you're sad. And metal does this extremely well. Whether that's you want to feel epic and empowered, or whether you want to wallow in your sadness, or you want to get rid of your anger and whatnot. It's so good at releasing that emotion in you because of just the way the music's written and the way it sounds. Because if you want to feel angry or you want to get anger out, there's no better genre to do it than metal, because it lends itself so well with being aggressive, being angry. You want to feel sad? There's probably a song out there for you in metal too. It's a spectrum, and it allows, like I said, with the variation, it plays another role into that emotional depth and eliciting an emotional response. I'll bring back up that Funeral Doom album I talked about earlier, the Bellwitch album, Mirror Reaper, which is, again, one song, an hour and a half. I listened to that song recently, and I have to say, it's a very moving piece. There's barely any vocals. The vocals that are there, they're very shallow and kind of low. There's these anguished screams occasionally and stuff like that, but it made me feel something. It was an hour and a half of constant progression into different elements. It made me feel sorrow, it made me feel anger. It kind of took me through these stages of grieving, in a way, and I don't think there's a lot of genres that have the ability to elicit that much of an emotional response or connection with an album where there's barely any spoken word on, and it's one song long. So I think it lends itself well to almost anything. And as we segue out of variation, I just want to leave it with, note, that's one thing I love about metal. It's one of the reasons I love listening to those genres, because the varying styles between artists, and it's something that keeps it very fresh. You know, when I want to listen to something raw and aggressive, I can listen to something like that. When I want to listen to something that's a little bit more vibrant, progressive, but still has an edge, I can do that. Or if I just want to listen to something that's just fun, I can also do that. And that's kind of the great thing about this genre, because there's a little bit about for everyone, if you look for it. Now moving into kind of how I got into the, obviously. I had, you know, my first influence, and then, you know, a lot of factors played into me exploring and finding new niches and new subgenres and microgenres that I grew to enjoy. But I think for me, it was always the emotional intensity of the music, the power that it almost made you feel. Because listening to an album like that, it gives you almost an adrenaline rush if it's made well, or it can calm you down, or it can make you feel a certain way. And that emotional, the amplification of emotions, in a way, is something that drew me towards this, where metal can often be a catharsis and whatnot. And that kind of segues into what I want to talk about next, which is kind of the effects and the positives and whatnot of listening to metal. I think a lot of people that listen to metal, they understand maybe not their emotions better, but it's a great outlet for them, because they can put all this anger and frustration they might feel on a daily basis into the music. They know that someone else knows what they feel like, that there's someone else that understands. That's kind of the great thing about this genre, is that there is someone else that understands. They're also angry, they also feel oppressed, they also feel like someone's holding them down, and this is a way to get it out in a good way. You can vent your frustrations in a way with music. You don't have to take it out on someone else, you don't have to go on a long rant. You can just talk, you can just listen to music without talking to anyone and vent your frustrations, your anger, and whatnot. And it's a great vent. Now, obviously, it's not something to replace, like, seeing a therapist if you really need it, but it's something where you can invest your emotions into and feel a release, feel a catharsis in yourself, and it just feels like there's someone there that understands what you're going through. Secondly, I think people that listen to metal, since metal is often very negative, like I said, and that's kind of where that catharsis part comes into it, they also deal a lot with death and morality. And I think often people that enjoy or listen to metal, they are often more in tune with morality, and that has to do with obviously talking about death all the time. If you understand that fact of life, then you're more in tune and you're not scared of that anymore. You're not scared of dying. Now, obviously, that's a little grim, but still, you understand that all life goes through this cycle, and you're not scared of the cycle. And moving on from there, like I said, the variation is another selling point for me, but I think, again, empowerment. In an age where everyone is seeking empowerment in one way or another, I think metal is a great way to do that. Whether that's your power metal album that makes you want to go fight a dragon, your brutal death metal album that just makes you feel like a badass, or, you know, your thrash metal album that's about drinking beer. There's different types of empowerment, and I think you put on an album like that, you feel powerful, you feel like you're in control of everything, and certain albums have that effect on people. And then I think one thing that metal does really well as well is the complexity of the music. Metal is often very complex. The artistry is normally very good. There's a lot of very talented people making very complex, for, you know, innovative music in metal, and that's something that if you are attracted to maybe hearing complex patterns or specific riff types and stuff like that, metal is the place for you, because there's so much innovation and there's so much just new things being innovated every day in this genre, because it's a genre very driven by musical technique, by complexity and stuff like that. Artists that are complex but still can appeal to people, or artists that are just complex, you know, there's all kinds of, again, with the variation, we get back into variation again, and you see that with the artistry, there's a lot of room to be really good at what you do, really good with the technique. And that's when you get into bands that have people that play multiple instruments, or it's one guy and he does everything by himself. And that's something that's great about metal, again, is you have that complexity, you have that, it's a little bit more complex than maybe your standard pop song. There's more to it than just the surface level. And that goes into with lyricism as well, depending on the album, of course. If you're going to put on a Cannibal Corpse album, it's going to be pretty meat and potatoes death metal. It's going to be violent. But if you put on a Cannibal Corpse album, you're probably looking for that. It fulfills a certain, again, niche that people get enjoyment, like a horror movie does when you want to feel scared, or a comedy does when you want to laugh. It's kind of the same thrill, in a way. And when you numb it down to something like that, you can understand why people enjoy this so much. I think another great thing about metal is the community. There is, like with any genre and any music scene, there's elitists, there's people that want to tell you can't like this band because, oh, I don't like them, because they're not real metal, or they're not real whatever. And with any music community, or any community in general, whether that's art, music, sports, there's going to be people like that that want to tell you what to like. And I'm going to say they are very loud, but they're always a minority. And I think the majority of people that are into heavy music, metal music, stuff like that, are very cool and genuine people. They will always be genuine people. That's one thing that metal as well, because when you're in genre that's very underground, very not popular, they're not going to sell out themselves. And not, you know, they're going to be real, they're going to be 100% with you, they're often going to be very direct. They're going to be there for you, because they kind of live this lifestyle of being underground, of being real, and being authentic to what they enjoy. Because when you see someone that listens to metal, they're not, it's kind of a stigma. So if they're open about it, you know that they're authentic, they're going to enjoy what they enjoy, and you don't, they don't care what anyone else thinks. So you're going to meet a lot of genuine, real people that will encourage you to explore all kinds of different avenues. And they just want to hang out with you. They want to listen to music with you. Going to concerts, you know, it's a good time. There's always a good sense of community. There's always people that are like, hey, where have you gone? Where are your shows? You know, who have you seen? The community is really cool. And you get stuff like that even on like YouTube channels like Banger TV, where you have this really cool, diverse cast of people. And the community, again, like any community and or fandom, has its own jokes. It has, you know, its own meme community. It's very beyond the elitists, It's very inclusive, it's very open, and that kind of stems from being underground and often being misunderstood. I think most metal people I've met, they like to reserve judgment on people unless they are an elitist. They don't judge someone for listening to this and this type of music just because they don't enjoy it, because they understand how it feels when someone says, oh, you listen to that, it's just blah blah blah. So you're going to meet a lot of genuine, real people, and I think that's another draw that you have with this type of music, along with the emotional investment, the complexity, the musicianship, and overall the variation, and the just wide scope of different genres and subgenres that you have that are all present within the metal hemisphere in a way. And again, it's something that as I've grown older and I've explored the community more, I've grown to enjoy more. There's, you know, things that you want to share with people, and there are people there to listen. They enjoy the same things as you, and even if they don't enjoy, they often put in time to like check it out and say, hey, this is okay. It's not my personal favorite thing, but I can understand why someone would get into this. And that open-mindedness is often echoed throughout the community just by virtue of being, you know, looked upon as, well, that you can't like that, blah blah blah. I think you get a very open, diverse community of people that are all mostly very accepting, well, minus those elitists, but you see those everywhere. So those kind of a couple more reasons why I think people should, you know, take a look into it, because like I said, there is something for everyone here. It's not something that's only one style and there's only one band, blah blah, you know, one band, one specific style, everyone does the same thing. No, it's very varied, and even some bands, you know, they change up their sound, they sound a lot different from their first album to the last album, they experiment with different vocal techniques, with music instruments and whatnot. So it's very varied, and I think that's the biggest selling point for me. It's the variation, it's the uniqueness, it's standing in the community and, you know, saying, hey, this is really cool, why don't you check it out. And that's when I like segue into some of the people I've showed some of my music to and the reactions I've got. Now obviously there's people that, you know, they check out the music and they may not be a big fan of it, but they understand, hey, this has appeal to some people. And there's people I've shown music to, like my friends Michael and Gabe, who have in a way embraced some of it too, and they've embraced parts of it I didn't even expect them to like. So I think showing people that, you know, Gabe and Michael aren't exactly the people I'd say are, you know, really into metal or have really a background in a ton of heavy music, but they embraced parts of what I showed them. They're like, hey, this is actually really good, I actually enjoyed this, and I never expected that to happen. And it kind of shows you that, you know, you go into it open-minded and you explore a bit there, you will find something to enjoy. Whether that you're looking for something that has like real meaning behind the music, or you're looking for something that's very complex, or something that you can just chill out to, you can sit down to, you can, you know, vibe with, you can put it in the background, you don't really have to pay attention to it. Whether you're looking for something to pump you up, get you ready for the big game, whether you're looking for something to release some anger into, or you're looking for something that's just really fun and violent, like a Saw movie, or whether you're looking for something that's just a good time about drinking and partying to put on over your party, there's something for everyone, and it's discounted, and it's looked down upon, but you can get into it, and there will be something for you there. And that's kind of the point I want to leave you guys with. Throughout this all, I've talked about, you know, the benefits of releasing anger through it. I've talked about the complexity, the musicianship, the community, the variation of the genres, different genres, the emotional impact of a lot of things that go into metal, and that's kind of how I got into it. That's how I'm so deep into the cycle. Plus, honestly, metal merch is freaking sick. So, you know, there's all these factors that play into it, but I think if you really want to and you really invest time into it, you can probably find one artist, one song that you will enjoy, or it gives you a feeling of powerful catharsis or something like that. So I encourage all of you to check something out like that, whether that's something that's extremely, that's a little bit more mainstream, or something that's extremely niche and underground that you didn't think you would ever get into, but you want to try it, you want to hear it once. And I encourage you to explore, because I think it's important to have that musical perspective on multiple levels instead of just listening to the same type of music. Because even I don't listen to just metal. I listen to a majority of metal, but I listen to a ton of different metal subgenres, everything from progressive metal to black and death metal to brutal death metal to all these different little subgenres. Like I said, I could go on for days. And even outside of that, I listen to a little bit of Billy Joel. I listen to some scattered rap artists. I listen to a lot of German music that is definitely not metal. I listen to punk, a little bit of punk, and a little bit of rock here and there. I listen to some of the classical stuff. I like a lot of like the I kind of like folksy music, you know. I listen to Oliver Tree every once in a while. So there's even me as a music listener, I am not one dimensional in any sense. While I may listen to a great majority of metal, I have dabbled and I've explored in some other genres, but there's definitely some genres, and I understand it for people that I would never touch, I could never get into. I could never get into the whole trap rap thing. That was never me. I never enjoyed that. I could never get into pop music. That was never me. That was never for me. Country is kind of a toss-up. I like some of the older stuff, but, you know, the newer stuff isn't exactly for me. It reminds me to a bunch of pop music. And I understand that. And metal's the same way. It's like, if you definitely don't like it, then you're probably not going to get into it. It just has that... It has such a big scope and different things inside of it that it's possible that you will find something. But I understand completely. There's just genres that you can't get into no matter how hard you try, because I had those genres too. You know, I was never a huge rap guy. There's occasionally a rap song or two that I enjoy, but I was never a huge rap guy like TK or like a lot of my other friends, and there's nothing wrong with liking that type of music. In the end, it again comes back to the whole message of liking what you like, no matter what anyone else has to say about it. Because I think everyone can build their own identity from music, and you shouldn't be pushed into a corner because of a stigma or something. I think it's important, though, to understand what other people like a certain type of music. Now, there's definitely some songs out there where I'm like, I don't understand how anyone could like this, and that's like with anything. But I think it's important to sit down, to rationalize it, and to think, hey, this is a reason why maybe someone could like the song, or this is a reason why someone could like this artist, or maybe they're not looking for the most complex thing ever, they just want something to put on the background, or, you know, this is why this person got very popular. You may not like the music, you may never get into the music, but it's important to recognize that, to have more than a surface level understanding on what people enjoy and why they enjoy it. Because when you have that additional perspective, you can empathize with someone so much better. You can understand why they like something, and in that way you can kind of get involved in their hobbies even if you're not directly into what they like. Like, I've gone with a ton of people that don't listen to any metal music to a record store, and I've kind of hung out there, and then, you know, they found some stuff they might like, and I found some stuff I like, you know. There's nothing, and a lot of my friends, you know, I really don't have that many friends that listen to a ton of metal or metal at all, but there's nothing wrong with that. They can like what they like, and I like what I like. I think it's just important to have an understanding and a base to kind of debunk some of the stereotypes around some of the genres. And when you have that understanding, you're more likely to get into a genre that you may have never touched before. Something like metal music, where it's very niche, it's almost very underground. It's a culture that's also very underground, that's very anti, you know, society. Because, you know, after a while of people saying, hey, how can anyone like this, you kind of become a little bit closed off. So it's very hard to get into when you don't have that perspective of, oh, there can be more, there can be bands that utilize different instruments, that's not just a guitar, and there's more vocal styles than just guttural growls that you hear in death metal, and there's more emotional depth in lyrics than just, you know, a song about depression or a song about blah blah blah. There's more to it. And when you understand all the factors that play into, you know, my enjoyment of this, or a lot of people's enjoyment of this type of music, I think you're able to rationalize, understand, and hopefully explore the genre a bit more and widen your understanding of music in general and the innovations present. And that's kind of what I want to leave with. I'm not saying that, oh, if you listen to any type of music, your music sucks. No. I'm saying everyone likes things for a certain reason. I think understanding those reasons is important, so you understand the person better and you understand the type of music they like better. Because not everyone's going to get into metal, not everyone's going to get into hip-hop, not everyone's going to get into pop. I could go on and on and on. But understanding that there might be something in that genre or understanding the appeal behind that genre is also very powerful. And it kind of breaks down the barriers of judgment with perception. And now I kind of want to reflect. Today we talked about the variations in metal music itself, and we talked about why me and many other people enjoy this type of music. And then we kind of reflected on how important it is to build a perspective on why people like a certain type of music and not judging a book by its cover. The most cliche lesson possible, but still. And I hope that this episode has kind of encouraged you to maybe explore metal or a different genre of music, to search maybe deeper into what you enjoy. Because there's so much out there, and I think music is such a great expression of self that you can definitely find something new. I think staying stagnant in one taste kind of limits you, and being able to find new artists, maybe even, you know, artists you never thought you would get into before, allows you to branch out and build more on your identity. That was a very rambly way of saying I think it's important to explore. I know there's people I knew in my life that said they would never listen to a certain type of music, only to sing along to a song I never expected them to sing along to. Or to, you know, come into my car and I put on this metal song and they bob their head a bit and they enjoy it. Or even my own brother, who said he would never get into a band like Slipknot because they were too screamy and loud. And then, last year started listening to Slipknot. I was like, wow, this is really good. So I think it's important, again, build that perspective and explore a bit, see what you can find, because I guarantee you, if you look hard enough, you will find something under the metal umbrella that speaks to you. Thank you.